From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alyssa Blog. In this part of the program, ways of traveling. In a moment, the ultimate urban biking experience. But first, the business trip. That's something the philosopher Alain de Botton has been pondering. And he's concluded that the business trip is all about pleasure.
During a difficult day, just stepping out of the office to go round the corner for a sandwich can feel like one of life's more exciting excursions. After hours in lugubrious fluorescent light, you emerge into the technicolor world and rediscover, like a patient who has finally left hospital after a long convalescence, the incidental beauty of the sky, the street, and the gigantic oak trees in the park. Clouds scuttle above our heads without any concern for the human dramas in which we're interminably locked. They will be out over a vast grey sea by the time we return to the Excel spreadsheet. Imagine then the full-blown excitement that can ensue when a proper business trip comes our way. Oh, I'm afraid I won't be able to attend that session. You see, I have to drop in on our team in Rome next week, we announce to colleagues, carefully feigning weariness at the prospect of a trip to the cradle of European civilization, albeit to the frayed edges in a business park near Fiumicino Airport. Even in these troubled times, we might end up, just after 6 a.m, in a business class lounge, though we're likely to find that the condiments are down to a few chips and nuts, the cereal having succumbed to the spirit of the age. Still, there is joy in unfolding the paper and wolfing down a few cans of complimentary Pringles to the sound of the latest market news on MSNBC. It's hard not to think of colleagues as one flies over the Matterhorn, its peaks snow-capped even in summer. They'll just be coming in now, Megan with her lunchbox, David with those outside glasses, Simmy with her maddening permanent frown. And here one is, witnessing the titanic energies released by the collision of the Eurasian and African continental plates during the late Mesozoic era. Leisure trips are so boring because we're anxious creatures built for challenges. So what a relief on a business trip to find that we'll have time to see nothing at all. And yet, how much we will notice nevertheless. The fascinating ads on the way from the airport, the odd shoes those Italians wear, the strange inflections in the English of our hosts. What inappropriate films we'll watch late at night. And how heartily we'll end up agreeing with the truism that really the best way to see a country is to go and do some work there.
That's commentator Alain de Botton. He's the author of a new book, The Pleasures and Sorrows of Work.